Welcome to the Tapping Insiders Club. This is your host, Jessica Ortner. By listening to this audio, you acknowledge that you have read and agree to the disclaimer located at www.tappinginsidersclub.com/disclaimer. We hope this interview gives you new insights on how to be a healthier and a happier you. Enjoy.
It's easy to discover that tapping works. All you need to do is try it and have your own personal experience. Tapping is a powerful stress relief technique. Yet, we are often left with an important question. Why? Why does it work so well? And the answer isn't totally clear yet, but with tapping's growing popularity, we are seeing many more research studies around its effectiveness. We are going to explore another aspect, meridian points and acupressure. To lead the way, we are speaking to Gwen Bunnell from tapintoheaven.com. Gwen is a tapping expert and has been sharing energy psychology and energy medicine since 1998. Gwen is trained in Touch for Health, Applied Kinesiology, Energy Medicine with Donna Eden, and Energy Psychology with David Feinstein, and even Small Animal Acupressure. Gwen recently completed an acupressure mastery course, and here she is going to share what she learned and how this course deepened her knowledge around why tapping is so effective. I'm thrilled to have her with us. Welcome, Gwen.
Thanks, Jessica. It's wonderful to be here.
Really excited for you to dive in. What can people expect to learn today?
Okay, what we're going to cover is the different energetic and emotional links to the different tapping points. We'll go through and talk about the different emotions corresponding to each point, give you an idea of where each point is located a little bit more clearly, and how you can tell when the energy is disturbed at that point. And this is really your chance to try to figure out or discover what are your most important tapping points, because everybody has about two or three points that traditionally go out when you're stressed. So you don't always have to do the entire tapping sequence, and especially when you're in a social situation going through the day, you don't have time to go and do the entire tapping sequence when you get upset. So if you discover what your two or three points are, like your energetic Achilles heels, then you can develop your own emotional first aid kit that you can use in a pinch to get rid of that stress without having to go through all the tapping points. And we're going to go through today how you can discover which points are specific for you. You're going to do that by noticing what emotion you most often go into when you're stressed. Do you get angry? Do you get anxious? Maybe you go into overwhelm. There's different tapping points for those. You're going to learn what specific tapping point relates to that emotion that you go into when you're stressed. And then we're going to, at the end of the presentation, go through and use specific affirmations that correspond to and balance the emotional energy of each tapping point.
I am so excited. This sounds awesome. Okay, so, you know, and what I said earlier, and one of the things that you shared with me, is that when you learned what the different tapping points do, it also gave you a deeper appreciation for the whole tapping experience.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, the more I learn, the more intrigued I really become about the connection between the body's energy system and our mental state, our emotional state, our physical state, and even, you know, the spiritual state that we're in.
Yeah, it's fascinating. So I think a great place to start is by beginning by first simply having an understanding of what meridians are.
Well, meridians are pathways. They're channels of energy, pathways of energy that go through the body. They have specific paths that were mapped out thousands of years ago, and they interconnect. This flow is an interconnected flow. One meridian flows into the other meridian, and it takes actually 24 hours for the energy to cycle through all the meridians. And this is why I think tapping on a couple points clears up so many different problems, because if you get the meridian, if you get it where it's stuck and you get the energy flowing, then it clears up through all the meridians. And you can think of this similar to how our veins carry blood through our body, that, you know, you you get really intense problems when that blood flow gets stuck in the veins. And that's similar to how energy can get stuck or disrupted going through this meridian flow throughout the body. You can tell when your blood gets stuck, and you can definitely tell when your energy is not flowing. You're not as healthy or as happy as you could be, because you're healthiest and happiest when that energy is flowing.
So now we have a better understanding of what meridians are. I'm interested to learn the correlation between these meridian points and emotions.
According to traditional Chinese medicine, which acupuncture and the tapping is based on partly, they mapped these energy channels over 5,000 years ago. And what they did, how they did that, was they looked and found patterns, and they discovered that each meridian is not only associated with certain organs and systems in the body, but it's also associated with different emotions. And these acupressure points or tapping points, acupuncture points, acupoints, they're all the same thing. These are points along the meridians that are closer to the surface of the skin. And because they're closer to the surface, they have lower resistance. So when you're tapping on them, it's easier to affect the energy that's flowing through them. And most of these tapping points or acupoints are in depressions, like between the bones or around the bones, underneath the bones. Think of an acupuncturist. When he puts a needle in a spot, he's not going to put that needle directly into a bone. He's putting it in a little dip or a little hollow around the bones or between the bones. So that's where you want to feel for these points if you want to get really specific. I know sometimes I get clients that really, really, really want to know where the points are. And you don't have to be so specific when you're tapping with a couple fingers, because it's hard not to hit an acupressure or acupuncture point when you're tapping pretty much anywhere on the body. But just for those of you who want to know a little bit more information, we'll go through and explain that as we go through the points today.
Okay. So just to be clear, meridians are the actual pathways, the channels,
right,
and different meridians impact different emotions, or is it different acupressure points impact different emotions?
It's more the meridians.
Okay.
And you'll see that as we go through today, but it's more the meridians are associated with different emotions, and it's different emotions when the energy is flowing and different emotions when the energy is stuck. And
okay,
we'll go through and talk about that too.
And then the acupoints are our gateway to the meridians. It's our way,
right,
to, because they're close, because these are points that are close to the skin surface. So we impact,
right,
them when we tap. Okay, that makes sense. So when we're tapping, obviously there's more meridian points than the 9 that we tend to use with tapping. Are there then specific points that are better than others?
Well, the ones we do tap on are ones that are closer to the surface of the skin, and those are the ones that are more easily react faster to when you tap or apply pressure or just even massaging them. Okay, there's other points that are really potent, but we don't use them specifically in the tapping process. And there's other points that are kind of harder to get to. But the ones that we do use in the tapping process are the ones along those meridians that are easy to get to and are close to the surface of the skin, so you can affect them easier with the tapping process.
Mm, that makes a lot of sense. So what I would love to do, I'm so interested in this, is to go through every single point and to learn what is associated to that point. So, I mean, before we go through every point, what can we expect to learn? You know, how much information is there about every point?
We're going to go through and we'll talk about the location of each tapping point, the corresponding meridian, what that meridian governs energetically, and also what your emotions are, how you feel when the energy flow is disrupted and how you feel when the energy is flowing smoothly. And as we go through this, try to use it as a journey of self-discovery. Actually feel the points so you can find where they are a little bit more easily. And points that feel sore or tender to you, that's a sign, that's a signal that there's some kind of stuck energy there. For example, if I don't tap for a couple days and I tap like under my nose, it'll be sore. That's probably one of my energetic Achilles heel is that under the nose point, because pain usually signals that there's too much energy there. It's stuck there. It's not moving, flow, you know, it's not flowing.
Mine's the collarbone point. Okay. That one always feels, the collarbone and underneath the arm are the two that tend to feel the most sore at different okay. times.
So when we hit those points, you know, pay attention because those are your Achilles heel points. Those are your important points. And also points where you find yourself doing some kind of release. You're taking a deep breath. You might be yawning. Some of my clients say they actually feel energy moving when they tap on certain points. Those points are probably important for you. And then realize what your stress emotion is. What emotion do you most often go into when you're stressed? And as we go through these different points and talk about the different emotions associated with it, you can say, oh, that's an important point for me because that's, you know, what I go into when I'm stressed.
Yes. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay, let's begin with where we always start with the tapping, the karate chop point.
All right, the karate chop points are on the small intestine meridian. That's the pathway of energy that this small intestine, it's called small intestine 3. It's the third point on the small intestine meridian. And the location is on the side of the hand. When you take a karate chop, it's there. And if you actually follow the flow of energy, it starts up on the side, the outside of the baby fingernail on that side of the hand, and just follow that pathway as it comes down. And as soon as you get underneath the knuckle, you'll feel a depression or a dip. And that's where the third point on the small intestine meridian is. That's where you want to tap. Now, this energy, the meridian energy, keeps flowing up the arm, up the back, up the shoulder, up the neck. It comes up across the cheek to the side of the nose, and then it goes back to like right in the center of the front of the ear. It's on both sides of the body. It's called a bilateral meridian. And because this energy flows through the head, it affects the pituitary gland, which is the master gland, which means it affects the entire endocrine system, and this regulates growth and metabolism and immunity and sexual function. So this is a very powerful point. Now, if you think about it, physically, the small intestine's job is to receive some food that has already been partially digested from the stomach, and then it takes it and it further refines it. It separates the pure from the impure. And once it finishes that separation, it figures out, you know, what we no longer need that we can eliminate from the body. So it moves that waste to the large intestine for elimination. And it also assimilates the nutrients that it thinks the body needs. So physically and energetically, it kind of does the same thing, because energetically, this tapping on this point, the small intestine meridian, the karate chop point, it helps us decide what wisdom to assimilate from all our experiences, and especially the experience you might be focused on when you're tapping, and what toxic emotions to eliminate, what you want to get rid of, what you want to no longer hold on to. And that's why this point is used for the setup statement. It gives the energy system and the body permission to determine what we need to absorb and what we need to release. Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
Okay, so when this energy is disrupted, when it's not moving, flowing the way it's supposed to, you find yourself holding on to toxic emotions and the energy of past experiences without being able to learn the lesson, to absorb the wisdom. So simple decisions become difficult to make because emotionally you're feeling divided. You're feeling like you're being pulled in different directions. You don't know what to let go of. You don't know what to hang on to. And this is where the psychological reversal, which is a fancy name for self-sabotage, comes in. Now, when this energy is flowing, when you start tapping on the karate chop point and you're saying your setup statement with the naming the problem and creating an affirmation, this gets the energy flowing. So when this is in the flow, you find it easier to make decisions. Your judgment is clearer. And you find it a lot easier to absorb the wisdom from the experiences, to unhook yourself from that emotional impact of those experiences, and to move forward with your life. And that's why it's used for the setup statement.
That is fantastic. Well, then that leads us to the eyebrow point.
The eyebrow point, once again, this is bilateral. It's on both sides of the body. This is the bladder meridian. It's the second point on the urinary bladder meridian. And these points are located in the indentations of the eye sockets on either side of the nose, where the bridge of the nose meets the ridge of the eyebrows. And sometimes you might find yourself doing this, holding these points intuitively, if you're having a bad day, you know, you might pinch your nose at the spot where your eyebrows begin and hold these points. And you're doing this because these points relieve mental stress. A lot of this stuff, I can, when I'm teaching a class, I can look out and I can see people giving me little signals just by what they're doing and where they're holding points on their body of what their body's asking for. So that's what the acupressure class really like gave me a lot of aha moments. It's like, wow, okay, this makes sense.
Right.
So this makes sense because it relieves mental stress because the bladder meridian, it starts there on the bridge of the nose. And it goes up on both sides along the center of the head, down the back of the neck, down on both sides of the spine, goes down the legs, and then off the foot, off the baby toe, off the little toe. And this is affecting the nervous system because it runs along both sides of the spine. If you think about it, the nervous system is the body's control and communication center. Each second, it's coordinating voluntary and involuntary actions of the body, and it's transmitting along millions of pieces of information. So when this energy is disturbed, you go into information overload. And this happens a lot. Just think about it, watching the news at night, sometimes this happens. It's like too much to take in. You can't access all the information you need to process to solve problems. And then the world starts feeling like a more fearful place because you are getting this information overload. So when this energy is flowing smoothly, then you do have what you need to process the information, to solve problems, to fulfill your potential. Think of it, your energy is now backing you up because it goes along the back. And you feel more hopeful, you feel more connected to a bright future. Now, this is probably something we really like to tap on or really like to hold these points every day. Anytime you're feeling nervous, anxious, restless, frustrated, fearful, impatient, overloaded, overwhelmed, and getting this energy moving when it's in the flow, you feel calmer, you feel more at peace, more in harmony with what's going on. You have more patience, more hope. It's more of a serene feeling to it. And I want to give you a tip. Can I give you a tip?
Yeah, please.
This is a really good tip to use with children, pets, animals. This works for animals, have the same kind of energy systems too. And I really do this for my husband a lot because he thinks tapping doesn't work for him. So because any point along this bladder meridian is going to calm you down, because it's the bladder meridian, remember, relaxes the nervous system, tapping along both sides of the spine actually not only calms you down, but these are association points. These different points along both sides of the spine associate with every other meridian and system. So you're not only calming and relaxing the nervous system, you're affecting all the other systems in the meridian system or all the other systems in the body. So what you want to do is either massage up and down both sides of the spine, or you can actually tap up and down both sides of the spine. And when you do it with your children, you can have them tell you, you know, what they had problems with during the day, but you don't even really have to focus on anything. When I do it with my husband, he thinks I'm giving him a massage, and it's just very calming. So try that out on each other and see. It's like a stealth tapping tip. They don't even have to know that you're tapping.
That you're tapping. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. Yeah, this is all so interesting and making so much sense. So we have the karate chop point, the eyebrow point. So we're moving on to the side of the eye.
The side of the eye. This is one of my favorite points. When I was learning about it, it just blew me away. This is the gallbladder meridian. This is the first point on the gallbladder meridian. It's located, if you take your fingertip and feel around for the indentation at the outside of either eye, between the corner bone of the eye and the temple, you'll feel that indentation there, and that's the tapping point. And I'm sure this has never happened to you, You wake up in the middle of the night, and I'm talking 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night to 1 o'clock in the morning. You wake up in the middle of the night, and you just can't stop thinking about something that happened during the day. Mm-hmm. You're just gnashing, you know, gnawing over and over on it, going over the situation, going over the event, feeling angrier each time you think about it, grinding your teeth maybe, even, you know, giving yourself a little bit of TMJ. That's a signal that your gallbladder meridian is over-energized. There's too much energy in that meridian at that time. And it's a good time to hold these side of the eye points. You don't even really, you know, have to tap on them. You don't feel like tapping usually lying in bed, but you can just massage these points or hold these points. And let me explain why that happens. First of all, energetically, this meridian, the gallbladder meridian, governs digestion and metabolism, because the gallbladder itself stores and secretes bile, and that bile helps digest and metabolize fats and oils. And it also supports muscle strength and vitality because it helps the lymph system clear toxins out of the body. And eliminating toxins out of the body clears up muscle aches and fatigue. So when this energy is blocked physically, you can feel it in the neck and the shoulders, the tension in those muscles in the neck and the shoulders, because the pathway of energy, it begins there on the corner of the eye, but it goes up around the ears on the skull back and forth a couple times, then it goes down the shoulders. And if you feel that neck and shoulder tension, that can even result in a tension headache.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. When this energy is flowing, you have the gallbladder meridian. So you have the gall, and you dare to make decisions. You have the courage and the initiative to take action on those decisions. And funny enough, the Chinese word for daring is dadan, which means big gall. When this energy is disturbed, this is where you wake up suddenly in the middle of the night, very early in the morning, and you can't fall asleep again because now you're stuck in that bile energy of tearing things apart. You kind of reach that tipping point and you're stuck there and you keep going back and tearing everything apart that happened over and over during the day. You start feeling anger, resentment, and you might even get rage, you know, into that rage at whatever you're judging as toxic that crossed your path that day. Emotionally, you might get into that judgment, resentment, and the anger. And over time, if you're stuck there, you're going to start getting really timid. You're unable to make a decision, and you start getting easily discouraged by the slightest little problem that comes up. So if you wake up in the middle of the night, you know this is what's going on. This is the perfect time to tap, to massage or hold these points so that you're giving your body and your system and your energies and your emotions the ability to better digest what happened during the day, to let go of the anger and resentment. You'll feel more tolerant about what happened. You'll start looking more kindly at the people that are involved, and you're able to make clearer decisions about how to respond to what happened and you know, take the steps to follow through on those decisions. And even better, you'll be able to get back to sleep.
Yes. I know a lot of people will be very happy to learn that tip. This is fascinating. It's incredible. And a reminder to those who are listening to notice what point is sore for you. So maybe even now, while you're listening to Gwen speak, start tapping on the points. Notice the ones that are more sensitive. And take some notes as to what Gwen is saying about this. Gwen, if somebody, you know, say somebody just heard you talk about the side of the eye and they really resonate, does that mean that they should just stick with tapping on that one point? Or does it mean when they do the whole tapping process, they should look at those emotions like, you know, any anger or judgment or overthinking?
Great question. The short answer is, when it's happening in the moment, I call it present moment tapping, the more that you know what's going on and what points are related to it, that gives you more power to just bring down that anger or that resentment that's tied in with this, the gallbladder, the side of the eye point, you know. But you can still go through all the tapping points for sure and focus on that emotion, but in a pinch. You know, when you wake up in the middle of the night, you don't feel like tapping right through the whole process, you know.
Or you're in your car at a red light.
Right. Or yeah, you're at work and somebody pisses you off, you know. Excuse me, I have to go tap. You can just massage these points. You don't even have to, you know, stand there and tap. But the more you know what points are your chronic points that go out, the easier it is to bring that, whatever the emotion is, down to a more manageable level just by affecting that one point or the two or three points that you know are yours. Mm,
makes a lot of sense. Well, that leads us to the under eye point.
This is the point on the stomach meridian. It's stomach two. It's on the face. If you're looking straight ahead, your eyes are focused forward. The point is directly below the pupil of the eye in the depression at the cheekbone. If you're flowing from the first point on the stomach meridian is actually like in the eyeball, where the eyeball meets with the face. So this is the second point. So if you follow the fingers down, as soon as you go over the curve of the cheekbone, there's like a little dip in there. And that's the point. There's another point, stomach three, which is under the cheekbone. And this is a facelift point.
Oh, nice.
A natural facelift point. So if you're massaging your face or whatever and you press really hard at the point under the cheekbone and hold that for a minute or two and then bring it up, you know, across your cheekbones out towards your ears, that's supposed to be a natural facelift. But this point is the second point on the stomach meridian. And these are the tapping points that Dr. Callahan used, remember, with Mary's nausea and her anxiety in her stomach. That started the whole tapping revolution mm-hmm. or movement. These are the points he used to stop Mary's nausea, the anxiety she felt in her stomach. And think about it. The stomach is what digests the food. It's where we put the first place we put food and drink into our body. It goes into the stomach. The stomach is the source of the body's energies. And this is, again, a bilateral. It's on both sides of the body. So this energy travels around the outside of the eye, down the front of the body, and off the second toe. And what it does when it goes down off the second toes is it connects with the nurturing energy of the earth. So you feel connected. You feel supported. You feel that the source of the energy is always there for you. When this energy is flowing, when it's in the flow, you do. You feel connected. You feel supported. You're trusting in the larger picture. You're trusting that the universe is there to support you. And you're trusting that your next meal is going to come. Emotionally, you feel more content. You feel tranquil. But when this energy is disturbed, and this is often the first place we feel that anxiety feeling in our stomach is in the body, is in the stomach. So when this energy is disturbed, you might feel like the source of your nourishment is being threatened. You don't feel connected with the nurturing energy of the earth or connected and supported by the universe. You feel a little bit more unsettled, unsupported. And this leads emotionally to worry and anxiety and even that obsessive fear. You tend to worry excessively to the point of even severe anxiety. You might go into disappointment, disgust, greed, because you feel empty, you feel deprived. That nausea feeling might come up. You might feel bitter. And even that hunger, not only physical hunger for food, but the hunger that your needs are never going to be satisfied. So this is when I have clients and we start working together the first week and we're uncovering layers and layers of emotional stuff, they might, once in a while, they'll come back to me and say, I don't know what happened. I couldn't stop eating this week. It's because you're uncovering some of those feelings and you might go into that anxiety. You know, you're not used to working from the inside out. And so you feel that, oh, I have to fill up. I have needs that aren't being satisfied, you know, because you're releasing some of these toxic emotions or releasing some stuff that, you know, was easier to press, hold in than let go of. Mm. And that's what happens sometimes, you know, you start feeling emptier and you start filling yourself up with food.
Right. So if we find ourselves beginning that habit of say binge eating, it's helpful for us then to start to tap underneath the eye, because we're, even though when we're tapping, we're processing those feelings, we're able to do it in a more gentle manner.
Correct. And become more aware of what's going on during the day and why you might feel disconnected or unconnected and why you might feel unsupported. And a good thing to do when you're feeling that way is just get out and walk, because that's connecting you with the energy of the earth. that's grounding you, that's helping you find your own rhythm, helping you find the rhythm of the earth and, you know, the supporting energies of Mother Earth. So walking is good on so many levels, and this is one of them. This really helps. And I know a lot of weight loss programs will say, drink a glass of water and go out for a walk. And this is one of the reasons it helps.
That makes sense. Great. So that leads us to under the nose.
Now, under the nose and the chin point, these are not bilateral meridians. These go up the center of the body, the midline of the body. Under the nose is the governing vessel. Governing vessel, it's the 26th point on the governing vessel. It's located a third of the distance from the bottom of the nose to the top of the lip. So if you put your finger on the bottom of your nose, and as you bring it down, you'll feel your gums kind of curve in and your teeth start meet there. That's the point right there. And this gathers, it goes up the spinal cord. It starts at the base of the spine. It travels up the middle of the spine, up the center of the neck, over the midline of the head, down the center of the face, and ends there under the nose. This governs the back, the spinal cord, and really what it does is it gathers all the yang energies and circulates the body's guardian energy, guardian chi it's called, to protect against outside intruders. The yang energies are what really the outside energies, the energies that are outside of you. The yin energies are the energies that are deep inside of you. So this gives you the backbone to stand up and protect yourself. And it also connects with the brain because it goes up the neck. So it goes right across the midline of the head. So it connects with the brain, gathers all those guardian chi, guardian energies, and helps protect yourself against outside intruders. When it's out of balance, you'll find yourself lacking the courage to move forward. You might even feel embarrassed. You feel like you have no backbone to stand up for yourself. When this energy is flowing, you have that healthy sense of pride, you know, that self-respect. You find it easy to stand tall and overcome any problem. And this energy connects with the energy on the chin point, which is the central meridian or the conception vessel. And this meridian comes up the center of the body. So it begins in the middle of the pelvis, the pelvic bone, travels straight up the midline of the front of the body to the tapping point on the chin. And this is in the groove of the chin, below the center of the lower lip. And here it connects with the governing meridian, the lip point, or the point under the nose. Now, if you ever find yourself tapping on your chin or tapping under your nose, or even sometimes, you know, you hold your, put your thumb underneath your chin and your index finger across this groove in your chin, that's, you're doing something intuitively there. You're trying to connect these two meridians, the chin point and the under the nose point, the gut central meridian with the governing meridian. And this, when those two energy flows connect, it's called the microcosmic orbit. And I'll give you another tip. Breathing connects these automatically, these two meridians, as long as you're breathing in through your nose, because if you do that right now, close your mouth and breathe in through your nose, you'll find that that automatically places the tip of your tongue on the top of your mouth behind the teeth. And that's the point that connects this microcosmic orbit. So when you're breathing, try to do that.
Great tip. Great tip. So we're seeing here that there is a correlation between the under the nose and the chin point. Anything else about the chin point that we should know?
The chin point, the central meridian, it's also called conception vessel. It's a little bit different. On all the other meridians, you want the energy to flow through. This meridian, you want to increase the amount of energy stored here, because the more energy you have stored in the central meridian, the more centered and secure you are in life. Even when there's like major shifts or challenges or big changes in your life, when there's not enough energy, when you're depleted here and there's not a lot of energy stored there, your energies actually are vulnerable and you feel that vulnerability. Think about it. Have you ever walked into a bar or into a room and somebody caught your eye and then they looked straight down you, straight down the center of your body? That's this meridian. And subconsciously, and they might not even know what they're doing or why they're doing it, but subconsciously, they're trying to unzip the energy out of this meridian to make you more vulnerable to them. If you find yourself at the effect of quote-unquote energy vampires, or you know you're going to go into situations that may be confrontational, or you have a tough meeting at work or something, make sure, one way to make sure that this energy is stored here is not only to tap on this chin point and under the nose point and do a round of, I would do a round of tapping anyway for any difficult situation you know you're going into, but you can simply what we call zip up this meridian. With your hand, just put your hand lightly in the center of your pelvic bone or just an inch or so off the body. And then imagine you're closing the zipper on your pants, but you're zipping it all the way up the center of your body to your chin. And actually make that movement a couple times with your hand, and you'll be zipping up this meridian and allowing you to store more energy there so that you're not as vulnerable.
Oh, that's a great tip. So we did the chin and the lip. Now, the one I'm personally interested in, the collarbone point.
The collarbone is a very powerful point. It's the 27th point on the kidney meridian. Now we'll go back to both sides of the body. This is a bilateral meridian on both sides of the body. It governs and controls and houses healing energy. And if you follow, to find this point, if you follow your collarbone or your clavicle in to the protrusion at the head of the collarbone, those two bumps there, and then go down and out about an inch towards the side of the body, just a little bit, and you'll feel as you go over that bone, there's a little indentation there. Remember, we're going for the dips and the hollows. And these are very, very powerful points. They're potent points pretty much for anybody. They're also called the association points for all the association points. And remember I said on the urinary bladder meridian how that goes down both sides of the spine? Mm-hmm. And along both sides of the spine, there's points that associate with every other meridian. Well, these points, and I learned this in my small animal acupressure class, the kidney 27, the collarbone points, are actually the association point for all the association points, which means if you tap these and really thump them too, or massage them really, really deeply, they get the energy moving forward through all the meridians. It affects all the meridians. And you don't want your energy moving backward. If your energy is moving backward through a meridian, when you just simply walking forward is going to really tire you. So this is a very important point to get the energy moving forward. And it's also a very important point because the kidneys have a very important job. They have the life-sustaining job of filtering toxins from the blood and out of the body. And this is the only organ that can do that. Because this is the only organ that takes the toxins from the blood and out of the body, when this energy is disrupted, there's a feeling of fearful isolation, I can call it, because the kidneys know that there is no other organ that can do its job. So it feels isolated. You feel alone. And along with that comes the shame of not being able to keep you alive, because that job, filtering the toxins from the blood, is keeping you alive. You might feel fear, that fearful isolation, shame. You have a fear of intimacy, of not only holding you back, holding yourself back from intimate relations, but you also might tend to hold yourself back from life, from jumping, you know, both feet forward into life. When this energy is in the flow, that isolation and that shame becomes countered with gentleness and understanding. Think of, as you're talking to a frightened child, how you would be gentle and understanding with them. You have the energy, the vitality, the strength, and the endurance to step out into life, to step out gently, and to be able to give yourself, your whole self, to your life. You're more gentle with yourself, gentle with other people, and you just have that ability to just jump both feet into life.
I love that. So do you find that when someone begins to have a sore spot, it's something that they're struggling with, but could it also be a positive thing of just it's giving them the information of what they most need in their life?
Oh, for sure. It's messages from the body. I mean, that's what the body does. And if the more you ignore them, the sore that spot will get. So right. you want to pay attention, you know, right away when you find something that's sore. And also the energy gets disrupted first. You know, everything is energy. Everything starts at the energetic level. So it has to be disrupted for a while before it becomes a physical problem. So as soon as you start noticing anything physically, that's, you know, the perfect time to tap. Don't wait until it gets worse. Clear up that energy. It's in the more, and once you clear up that energy, then the flow starts going and it gives the body that opportunity to heal.
Right. That makes sense. Well, we have 2 points left. Let's go to the under the arm point.
The underarm point is the spleen meridian. And this is the 21st point on the spleen meridian. It's located under the arm, about 4 inches beneath the armpit crease. It's in line with a man's nipples, and it's around the area of a woman's bra strap. Sometimes our nipples get a little bit saggy. So you want to be in that area around where your bra strap is. And sometimes I just open my hand and tap with like the flat of my hand to get this point here. Energetically, the spleen also includes the pancreas, and the spleen and the pancreas are the great metabolizers. Together, they control the extraction and the assimilation of nutrients from the food and the drinks that we put into our stomach. So think of what this is doing, the spleen and the pancreas. They're converting what was outside of you into what is in you in all forms. And this is not only food, it's also converting emotions to, you know, that were outside of you to inside of you, converting experiences, assimilating the experiences. And it helps us assimilate psycho-emotional change. And we all resist change. It's just part of who we are. When this energy gets stuck or out of balance, you go into that self-doubt, that worry, you start thinking excessively. And not only do you have the inability to assimilate change, and you know, you might find yourself really resisting it, you sort of become over-compassionate to other people. You stop taking care of yourself so much, and you know, you have that, what do they call that? Over-compassion for others. I know there's a word for it. I can't think right now.
Well, I can't think of it either, but I know what you mean.
Codependence.
Codependence. And so what I hear when you say that is just the inability to create boundaries.
Right, right. Now, when this energy is in balance, you have trust in the world. You're more honest with yourself and other people. You know, you have that ability to be honest and create boundaries.
Healthy boundaries, yes.
Healthy boundaries. You're open, you're accepting what's going on in your life, and you're accepting the change in your life. You have that balance, just that healthy balance. You're fair towards yourself. You're fair towards other people. You're easily metabolizing what's going on around you, you know, the energy, the emotions, and you're easily assimilating the changes in your life. They're not so difficult.
I love that. Great. Well, Gwen, that leads us to the final point, the top of the head point.
The top of the head point, or the crown, this is on the governing meridian. Remember, that begins on the base of the spine and comes up the middle of the spine, up the middle of the neck and around the head. So this is at the crown of the head. It's called 100 meetings because it connects all the 6 yang channels of energy in the body, connects to this point. To find this point, you put your fingers on the top of each ear and draw a line straight up to the top of the head, and that's where the point is. And sometimes instead of having people use their fingertips, I just have them open their hand a little bit and use the palm of the hand to tap on that point up there. This is a very balancing point. It does a lot of overall balancing. It calms the brain. It calms the spirit. It balances the yang energies. It clears that mental agitation. It stops that inner critic. It allows you to have some insight, have some focus. It helps you become more spiritual and think more clearly. And because it really is such an overall balancing point, it's a good point to use last in the tapping process. It cements in the tapping effects, so it is more powerful at the end of the sequence.
I love that. So there we go. We went through all of the points, and incredibly fascinating. And I hope that people were taking notes and noticing what points felt sore. So Gwen, before we go into this process, what can you tell us about it?
This is a process using affirmations. We're not necessarily focusing so much on a problem. If you have a problem that you want to focus on, certainly put it in there. What we're doing here is, this is a balancing routine to help balance your emotional energy. You can use it at the beginning of the day, or figure out which points are your potent points or your important points. And in the moment, at the beginning of the day, just using it as a standalone, it's going to help release energy because you're doing the breathing, but it's also release toxic energy because you're doing the breathing, but it's also going to help you gently bring in the balancing affirmations and help balance the energy in that meridian. Mm-hmm. In the moment, in the present moment tapping, sometimes you don't have and you don't need to do the setup statement where you say, even though I have this problem, because one of the reasons we do the setup statement is to focus our mind energy on a certain problem. Well, if you're in the moment and you're feeling that emotion, or you're in the middle of a situation, you are focused on the problem. So you don't necessarily have to bring that to mind by repeating it, even though I have this problem, or even though I'm really angry at my boss or whatever it is, you're already focused on it. And then going through and doing, finding your two or three points, or even going through the whole tapping process and just saying something that's affirmative, like, I'm okay, I can calm down, I can overcome this problem. Saying something that's affirmative like that will just help balance your system. And even if it doesn't take the problem completely away, it's going to bring your emotional charge down to a more manageable level.
Okay. So we can start there if we feel like we're in the moment, we're kind of in a rush and we just want to bring down the anxiety. We can begin with the positive affirmations. But if we want to do deeper work, then it's important to actually give a voice to how we're feeling as we're tapping. Is that right?
Exactly. And as you're going through the tapping points, realize that you've already done the setup. You've already given a voice to what the problem is, what you're upset about, or the anxiety or the emotion that you feel. And just repeating these affirmations at the different tapping points is going to help. They're balancing affirmations, so it's going to help balance the energy running through that meridian, the meridian that's corresponding to the tapping point.
I'd love to go into some tapping to help us balance these energies, but before we do that, two very quick questions. The first one is, when we finish tapping, we often take a really deep breath. Is breathing deeply important within the process?
Yes, it is. That's what I found in my class, in the acupressure class. I learned that breathing is very important because it helps release that stuck energy and the stuck emotions. The deep breathing, when you're breathing really deeply, brings life force energy or chi into the body. And then when you're breathing out, it releases the stuck energy and the emotions. And not only that, there's an internal massage that takes place when you do that deep breathing. Mm-hmm. So it when you're tapping, and we'll do a deep breath at the end of each point or after each affirmation, just to help you release the stuck energy and bring the life force energy into the body.
I love that. Now, you mentioned a few times that you tap with your fingertips, and then also sometimes you use your whole palm if it's a bigger spot that you want to make sure that you're hitting. Is there any type of importance or significance around tapping with your fingertips?
There's an importance. I'll tell you what the most electric finger is. We have electrical charges in all the fingers, but the most electric finger, if you think of it, you probably already know the answer to this. What do you do when somebody cuts you off in traffic? You don't raise your little finger to them.
You pinky them. No.
You know, you use your middle finger because that is the most, it has the most electrical charge to it. So when we're tapping the fingertips, I like to have people use their middle finger, and you can combine it with your index finger, or you can combine it with your ring finger, whatever feels more comfortable for you. But that using, remember I said these tapping points are closest to the surface of the skin. If you use the middle finger, you're getting the highest electrical charge affecting that energy on these tapping points. So try to incorporate using the middle finger if you can as you go through these points.
Perfect. So let's all do that now as we go through this balancing protocol. So I will be tapping along and repeating after you, Gwen. And for those who are listening, this is how you're going to get the most out of our time together, is to have an experience. So please say this out loud or say this in your mind and tap along with us.
All right. And you might want to just scan your body right now for any stress or discomfort that you feel, or if you have any anxiety, anything like that, just recognize it. Rate it on the 0 to 10 scale. And as we go through, I'm using specific affirmations for each point. These are balancing affirmations for the corresponding meridian for the tapping points, okay?
Perfect.
Let's start on the karate chop. Tap on the karate chop point and say, I know what I need to do to overcome any problem.
I know what I need to do to overcome any kind of problem.
I make decisions easily with sound judgment.
I make decisions easily with sound judgment.
I can see myself moving forward with joy.
I can see myself moving forward with joy.
And take a deep breath. Next, we go to the eyebrow point. And you can do both points or just one point, whichever feels more comfortable for you. Tap on the eyebrow and say, I am hopeful about solving any problem.
I'm hopeful around solving any kind of problem.
I am in harmony.
I am in harmony.
I am in peace.
I am in peace.
And take a deep breath. Now on the side of the eye, I reach out with kindness and forgiveness.
I reach out with kindness and forgiveness.
I reach out with love and courage.
I reach out with love and courage.
Taking action to fulfill my life purpose.
Taking action to fulfill my life purpose.
And take a deep breath. Under the eye, I let go of worry.
I let go of worry.
And choose to trust in the process.
And choose to trust in the process.
I am happy and content to be me.
I am happy and content to be me.
Knowing that all my needs are always satisfied.
Knowing that all of my needs are always satisfied.
And take a deep breath. Then under the nose, yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
I am standing tall.
I am standing tall.
And I have the power to overcome any problem.
And I have the power to overcome any problem.
Take a deep breath. Next, we have the chin point. I am clear, centered, and secure.
I am clear, centered, and secure.
And confident, even when challenged.
And confident, even when challenged.
And take a deep breath. Now, here's your collarbone points. I am gentle with myself.
I am gentle with myself.
I choose to understand what I no longer need in my life.
I choose to understand what I no longer need in my life.
And release it with gratitude.
And release it with gratitude.
And take a deep breath. And then under the arm, I have faith and trust in my future.
I have faith and trust in my future.
I easily assimilate positive change in my life.
I easily assimilate positive change in my life.
And take a deep breath. Then on the top of the head, I choose to embrace the present moment.
I choose to embrace the present moment.
And be at peace with myself and the universe.
And be at peace with myself and the universe.
Deep breath. Now go back and scan your body again for that same stress or that discomfort or whatever emotion that you felt and see if you're feeling any calmer or if there's been any change since before we did that round of tapping.
Well, thank you. And you know what's great about what you just did is if we know that there is a certain point that makes us feel sore, we can continuously use that affirmation.
Right, right. Or maybe adapt it to what feels right for you. You know, what yes. sounds, make it in your language and your lingo, how you would say it. Sometimes I do that. I adapt these affirmations to whatever challenges my clients are facing as we go through the tapping protocol with them. just to help them gently release any of the disruptive energy and allow space for the affirmations to take hold. I find the one I use most often is the one under the arm, because that helps assimilate change. And usually we're trying to change something when we're doing the tapping. So that's a pretty potent point. And some final thoughts. You can use this tapping routine that we just did to begin or end, even at the end of each day, to help balance your overall emotional energy, because you are affecting so many of the different meridians and so many of the different emotions tied to that meridian. And remember, I hope you took the chance to kind of determine maybe what your energetic Achilles heels are by understanding, number one, what emotion you go into when you're stressed, but number two, these corresponding tapping points, the meridian, and the affirmation that helps balance the energy in that meridian. And just fool around with it, you know, experiment with it as when you think you found some of your potent points during the day. When you feel that emotion or you feel out of sorts, just try tapping those one or two or three points and repeating those affirmations and see if that doesn't really help you.
That's fantastic. Well, this whole thing has been so interesting and enlightening, and it makes me even more excited about tapping, which I didn't even know was possible. So, Gwen, thank you so much for spending the time with us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jessica. And I hope, you know, this helps you understand that this isn't a random process. You know, there's sort of a science behind it. So use this knowledge to empower yourself and really expand your personal tapping process.